For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, May the 29th, 1995. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the final service of the weekend. Dr. Null of Salina, Kansas, is the speaker of the morning.
Let's pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness to us, Lord. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you sent his Holy Ghost to anoint us, Lord. Oh, God, to comfort us, Lord God, to lead us into all truth, to deliver us and to heal us and protect us. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. Well, I want to talk to you about something I intended to talk to you last week, but I went off on God took me off another way. You know, let's look at, we're going to talk a little bit about witchcraft and the power of witchcraft on the soul. Let's look first at Deuteronomy 18. We've looked at this several times, but if we look at Deuteronomy 18, starting at verse 9, it says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abomination of those nations. There shall not be among you anyone who makes his son or daughters pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft or soothsayer, interprets omens, or sorcerer. One who conjures spells, a medium, a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to God. And he goes on and he says in verse 15, the Lord will raise up a prophet for you, a prophet like me, from your midst, from your brethren, whom you shall hear. And verse 14, for the nations which you dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners, but the Lord has not appointed such for you. He's going to raise up a prophet. And that prophet is spoken of in Acts 7:34, in Acts 3:22 and 23. We won't turn there, but in Acts 3, Peter, at his sermon after healing the man at the beautiful gate, declares that Jesus Christ was the prophet. In Acts 7, Stephen, in his testimony to the Sanhedrin, declares that Jesus Christ was his prophet. You remember that the Pharisees sent to John and said, are you the prophet? This is the prophet that they were waiting on, Jesus. And he's the one that we should hear and not listen, not look to soothsayers and diviners. Now, I saw some disbelief last time that people really have difficulty believing there is such a thing as magic besides the magic of the sleight of hand, the tricks of the man, the sleight of hand. To them, this is magic. But let me read to you what magic is. And I've had people argue with me about this book. But you know, I've never had anybody argue with me about what the dictionary says. I've never had them argue with me about the definitions in the dictionary. Now, Webster's New World Dictionary defines magic as the use of charms, spells, and rituals in seeking to control people, or cause or control events to govern certain natural or supernatural forces. Webster further divides it into three types. Sorcery, and sorcery is defined as magic in which spells are cast and charms are used. Also, drugs and potions, musical elements, and talisman are used to achieve the desired end. Now, a talisman is defined as something such as a ring or a stone bearing engraved figures or symbols that are supposed to bring good luck and keep away evil. How many of you carry something in your car with a picture of a man engraved on it? They're supposed to protect you when you travel. That is a talisman by definition. That's a talisman. It's used in sorcery and it's forbidden by the Word of God. How many of you have relatives that have medallions they wear around their neck that have pictures of people on them? Now remember that no place in this book is there anything giving you the physical description of Jesus Christ. No place in Him is there any physical description. They don't give you the color of His hair, the color of His eyes, how tall He was, what He looked like. In the Vatican Museum of Art, there are 1,500 different representations of what Jesus is supposed to look like. Artist's conception of what Jesus is supposed to look like. 1,500. I won't say any more. I don't have any in my home because the Bible says don't make to yourself a graven image or the likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or earth beneath, the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. The Lord your God is a jealous God. And you don't know what. Nobody has seen His face except the one who came down from heaven, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I won't go any further, for He dwells in inapproachable light. Praise the Lord. Okay. The other division is witchcraft for women and wizardry for men. Going on for one Webster now. This implies possession of supernatural power by a compact with evil spirits using curses and rituals. Yesterday we said a curse was a spoken evil implication. It's something that's spoken. Again, that's Webster's dictionary's definition of a curse. And all of you know what a ritual is. I had a friend who was a curse caster before he got saved. His father before him had been a curse caster. And he described to me how they used to cast curses. And one of the members of my prayer group brought me in a book that he'd gotten from a religious publication that showed how to cast curses using the Bible. Which color candles you use and what you read and how you set the altar up. And then you would take scriptures out of context and quote them. And this is what witches do. That's a ritual to seek to control someone. Well, the other use of the occult is to obtain supernatural knowledge about past events which could not have otherwise have access, or events to which it will occur in the future. This is done through divination, the use of astrology, or the use of familiar spirits. Divination always works through the use of a familiar spirit. Now, I had a hard time. Webster doesn't have a definition for a familiar spirit. And I had a hard time finding that familiar spirits are referred to only in the Old Testament. I have a computer print out here in every place that a familiar spirit is spoken of in the Old Testament. It does not occur in the New Testament. And so I sought the Lord on this matter, and I was in my night bed. I was asleep, and He woke me up, and He said, a familiar spirit is a spirit that you're familiar with, through which you can manifest supernatural power. It is also a spirit that is familiar with you. And so I thought on that. I got up and I went back through all the scriptures. And I began to see that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not poured out on everyone. It was just poured out on God's anointed prophets. Therefore, anybody else who manifested supernatural power manifested through a familiar spirit. One, not the Holy Spirit, but another spirit. And they manifested supernatural power. And they were cast out of the land of Israel. Under the and God's word said anybody that has a familiar spirit, you ought to stone them, drive them out of the land, because they are not from him. And I said, well, why, Lord, is not there in the New Testament? And he said, all of you have a familiar spirit through which you may manifest supernatural power. It's called the Christus, the anointing, the Holy Spirit. Every one of you have got a supernatural gift from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through which you can manifest supernatural power. Now, the devil will counterfeit that, though. And there are lots of people who manifest supernatural power that is not from the Holy Spirit. It is from the counterfeit, from the familiar spirit, a spirit that they're familiar with. And that spirit will tell them that he is the Holy Spirit. Now, I can. There's about an hour teaching on how you tell the difference according to Scripture. I'm not going to do that today. But I want to bring up to you this, that magic is real. There are counterfeit spirits out there through which you can manifest supernatural power. And it is done. People make a living off of it. It's used every day to sell things. It's used every day. I have to be very careful here now. There was a gentleman I knew who made a fortune in the grain markets. And when he got old, and he had Alzheimer's, he didn't know who he was or where he was, and he walked very slow like this, they still took him to the office because he would have, quote, flashes of brilliance. And would speak out, buy such and such. And they'd go buy it. It would go up, and then he would say, sell it. And this would happen about once a month, but he would make maybe $1 million, $2 million when he did this. And that was that familiar spirit, that spirit of divination speaking out through him, through which he had amassed a great fortune, a great fortune. Now, his family was in... I won't go any further. I just say that... The money did not bless his family. Let's put it that way. Okay? The money didn't bless anybody that it touched. Anybody that was associated with that money, cursed. And you just look through their family and just see the ravage, the havoc that the evil one has caused. I won't say any more. This is on tape. And I can't say any more than that. Other than, magic is real. Let's look at... Ezekiel 21, where it is in the Bible. Let's look at Ezekiel 21. As Ezekiel 21, 21. The king of Babylon stands at the parting of the road. At the fork of two roads, he uses divination. He shakes the arrows. He consults the images of the idols. And he looks at the liver. Now, looking at the liver means that the shaman would cut the animal open and they would look at the intestines and the liver and the pattern it made, and the shaman would then give him an interpretation as to which way he should go, which way he would have victory. They cast the arrows on the ground, looked at the pattern of the arrows, Hoodoo has a sack full of bones. They're very snake bones. They have snake bones, fangs, various bones of animals. And they will shake this bag and empty it out. And they will look at the pattern it cast. And with this, they're able to make a reading for you. There are lots of different ways to do this. But it's all done from a familiar spirit will speak to them. Let's look at Nahum. Chapter 3, verse 4. Now, Nahum is right after Micah. And here, this is God's judgment on Nineveh, on the Assyrians. Witchcraft reached its zenith in the Babylonian and Assyrian empires. They were able to do psychic surgery in which they actually cut holes in people's heads. They actually cut and fused bones. Archaeologists find these things today, and they're stunned that these people were able to do this type of surgery 3,000 years ago. Actually, trepanning heads, drilling holes in the head, lifting a piece of the skull, and so forth. These are skulls that were, this was done 3,000 years ago. It was done by witchcraft. Still done today, and if you're really interested in it, get the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, and read it. It's a very excellent book. Let's look at Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. It says, because of the multitude of your harlotries, of the seductive harlot, the mistress of sorceries, who sells nations through her harlotries and families through her sorceries. They were actually able to capture nations through sorcery. You see the king standing there deciding which way to go. And you say, well, this is Old Testament. Well, let me give you an example of witchcraft in the New Testament. Here we have in Acts 16:16. And when it happened, as they went to prayer, a certain slave girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. And when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, see, something happened to that girl that they knew that she no longer could tell fortune and make money for them. I command you, they seized Paul and Silas and drove them off to the marketplace, and you know the rest of the story. Now, I want you to notice him. It says that the girl, that she was able to foretell the future. Now, some people will say that if a prophecy comes true, it's of God. That's not correct. This girl was able to foretell the future. Now, there are limitations on what divination will know, because the devil is not all-knowing. He is a single created individual, entity. He can only be at one place at one time. He is not all-powerful. He's not omnipresent. And he's not all-knowing. He has to guess. But he can, the spirit of divination, can accurately tell you what's happened in the past by consulting the familiar spirits around you. And they can make accurate guesses as to what's going to happen in the future. And they can set up circumstances to happen to you. Now, and so that's magic. Now let's turn to another one, Ezekiel 13. Now this is a very startling piece of scripture when you read it, when you realize the implications of it. We'll start with verse 17. If you want to go back and read the whole thing, it's a very interesting chapter. It speaks of false prophets who prophesy out of their own spirit. You know you can prophesy out of your human spirit? Out of your own heart? That's one of the real dangers of prophesying to people you know real well. You can want it so bad for them that your heart can deceive you. And you can prophesy out of your spirit and think it's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. You need to read this, but let's go on. Verse 17. Likewise, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own spirit, their own heart, own inspiration. Prophesy against them, and thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic charms on their sleeves and make veils for the heads of the people of every height to hunt souls. Will you hunt souls of my people to keep yourselves alive? Will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live, by lying to my people who listen to your lies? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic charms by which you hunt souls like flying things. I will tear them from your arms and let the souls go, the souls you hunt like birds. You notice you're going to let the souls go. Release the souls. Praise. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall no longer be prey in your hand. Then they shall know I am God. Because of lies you made the hearts of the righteous sad, you have whom I have not made sad, and you have strengthened the hands of the wicked, so he does not turn away from his wicked way to save his life. Therefore you shall no longer envision futility nor practice divination, for I will deliver my people out of your hands, and you will know that I am the Lord. Now, there's so much here. Let's look at it. Thus says the Lord God, who so magic charms. Now, what's a charm? Charm is a potion that's made of various things. And the potion, it depends on the culture of the people. It depends on the desired effect. Norman Parrish tells a story, relates to me, related the story once, that someone broke into the church in Guatemala. They came to the church. They found the door had been broken down. They found the black wax on the steps of the church, so they knew that there had been witchcraft that had been involved. And they went into the church, and they had stolen one of the alms basins, the clock off the wall, and the draperies up front, one of the draperies that they had draped at the front where people came up for prayer. And that's all they stole. Didn't take any money. Didn't take the microphone system, which in Guatemala was very valuable. They didn't take anything of monetary value they could sell. And he said he noticed, the first thing he noticed was that the people weren't punctual for the services. They'd always trained their people to be punctual. And in Guatemala, that is, in South America, people are not punctual. You get an appointment for 8 o'clock, they may show up at 10. I mean, you just don't get in a hurry down there. But these people had always been punctual, and suddenly they weren't punctual anymore. And then they noticed that the praise wasn't right, that there was a something over the service, that the anointing of God just didn't flow like it should. And then they noticed that the offering began to drop. And they noticed these things rather rapidly. And he said after 2 weeks, he knew something was wrong. So he called the elders to fast. And they fasted for a week. And one of them got a vision of three witch doctors working black magic against the church. And he saw them steal these objects and bury them in the ground by the telephone pole across the street. So they went over and they dug by the telephone pole, and there they were, all wrapped up, along with some other stuff. There was some dried orange peelings and some other stuff, and that they're with them. The clock represented the punctuality. The alms basins represented the offering. And the curtain represented the worship. And so they gathered all this stuff up, and they took it and they burned it. And they broke the curse over the church. And then people began coming back to church on time. The worship returned, and the offering came back up. This is black magic. This happened. A friend of mine who's not prone to exaggeration, very honest man, been in deliverance longer than anybody else in the United States, including Derek Prince. He's a Baptist missionary to Guatemala. That's a potion. That's a potion. He related another story of a man. The witch doctors wanted to curse one of his elders in the church, and so they broke into the man's house, and they put a potion under his bed and cursed his business, and the business went broke. And so it goes. Potions. I remember when I was a small boy, there was a witch doctor who lived down the road from me. I was always highly fascinated by this. I explained my background to you. And there was a young girl who was infatuated with this young boy, and she just decided that that was going to be her husband. And he wasn't interested in her. Not really. Good Christian boy. And so she went to the hoodoo, and the hoodoo said, bring in part of your menstrual cloth. And so he took part of that menstrual cloth and some other things and mixed them together and gave it to her to put in his coffee. He drank the coffee. A spirit of lust came into him, and he had to have her. So he married her. I remember it happening. I remember her telling the story to her mother. She didn't know I was listening, and I still remember it. The marriage didn't work out very well, my remembrance of it. But I always remember that. That's a potion. Hoodoos and professionals sell these things all the time. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Alrighty. All right. Hunting souls. There's a demon called the hunter of souls. Now, what is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion. Let's look at Revelation 18, verse 13. And it speaks of all the things that Babylon dealt in. And it starts with verse 12. It talks about merchandise of silver, gold, precious stones. This is Revelation 18, verse 12. And it goes to verse 13. Summoning, incense, fragrant oil, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, bodies, and souls of men. See, not only did they sell slaves, but they also sold men's souls. Okay. Look down here in verse 23. It says, by the light of the lamp will not shine anymore. The voice of the bridegroom shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were great men of the earth, and by your sorcery were all nations deceived. By your sorcery, by your use of talismans and potions and rituals, did you deceive the world and bring men's souls into bondage and sell souls. Okay? That's our New Testament. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I keep, you know, to me, the book is one book. You have to understand that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. You cannot understand the New Testament unless you have a knowledge. You can't really understand the New Testament unless you have a knowledge of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament accurately forecasts what's going to happen in the New Testament. But there's some people who make the differential, and so I give it to you, show it that it's in New Testament. New covenant. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ezekiel 27. Keep your finger in Ezekiel 13 and go to Ezekiel 27. Show you something else now. Here we have the Ezekiel 27, verse 13. Here we have the lament against Tyre. Tyre was the great merchant city. It was controlled, it was spoken of by Satan himself was the prince of Tyre, was the spiritual power over Tyre, and that is in verse 28, and chapter 28, you read the whole chapter 28, you'll see that from chapter 28, 12 through 17, 19 is the fall of Satan. He's accepted by all Bible commentaries. He's called the king of king of Tyre. And he obviously is not a human being. And he was, and he speaks of him having been in the Garden of Eden, but not the garden you and I know about, because he was there as a snake. Here he was there as an anointed cherub. But that's another teaching. But here in this, verse 13 says, Jarvan, Tubal, and Meshish. Jarvan is Greek. Tubal and Meshish. These are all sons of Gomer. Once that Jarvan settled in Greece, Tubal and Meshish settled in what is now Turkey. Were your traders, and they bartered souls and vessels and bronze for your merchandise. Again, they sold souls, men's mind, will, and emotion. Now, here it says, let's go back to Ezekiel 13 now. Praise you, Lord. Where am I, Lord? It says, thus says the Lord God, because I am against your magic charms with which you hunt souls like birds, I will tear them off your arms and let the souls go, the souls you hunt. A witch can actually steal part of your soul, can send a demon to steal part of your soul, extract it out, and put a demonic force in its place. Now, that's your mind, your will, and your emotion. As recorded in the newspaper of them raiding in Central America, where witchcraft is illegal, of raiding a place and finding the soul, these jars of people with people's souls on them, pieces of their souls. This is done by witchcraft. God said, I'm going to let those souls go free. They are. I read the testimony of a witch who was saved. And he came to his pastor and he said, what I do with all these souls I've captured, I've got in my dark room where I practice witchcraft. He pretended he had a hobby of photography and he would go into the dark room and shut the door and cut the light on so nobody could come in. And then he would do his witchcraft, his incantations. And anybody who had offended him or hurt him, he would extract part of their soul as a way of getting even. That was the way he got even. And he said, well, I think you'll let him go. And so he went down to a ravine behind his house early one morning, and he opened each jar. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release you to return. And he threw the jar down in the ravine in the rocks that broke. He did this. And so then he decided to go by and visit all those people before church. He said, how's it going? And he said, most of them, and they all said, you know, something happened this morning. I don't know what it is. But I feel much better. My mind is clearer. And each one would, depending on what part of the soul he had extracted, what part of their mind, will, or emotion he had tried to extract. I just show it to you here in the Word of God, people. It's him. I just ask you to look at it. As I told you yesterday, you don't have to fear this if you walk under the covenant, because you've got a stronger spirit than that witch doctor. And he can't touch you unless you're in sin, unless you grieve that spirit that makes you open to him. I see people every day who's had part of their soul extracted from them. Now, witchcraft is fairly common. Christians do witchcraft. Anytime you try to control somebody, to bend somebody to your will, you're using witchcraft. Feed the curse, but when you put the power of your soul, soulish prayers, you give the devil a right to bring it to pass and to tie you together and to cause torment to your soul along with the person that you're working on. If it's your children, you've got a perfect legal right to do that under Scripture. You've got a right to curse your child under Scripture. Went over that with you yesterday. You're legally responsible for the results, and you're going to stand before Jesus Christ someday and answer for it. You know, choose this day. Now, parents have a responsibility to set reasonable limitations on their children's behavior. A husband has a responsibility before God to be the priest in the household. And the Bible says the women submit to your husband in all things. But it also tells the husband to love your wife enough to die for her. Love as Jesus loved the church. Now, Jesus got out and served the church. And he still does. And he died for her. He gave his life for her. Love your wife that much, gentlemen, and you won't dominate her. You won't beat her over the head with this book. A lot of people do that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's see. God says, I will tear the veils off and deliver my people out of your hand. Because of your lies, you've made the heart of the righteous sad and strengthened the hands of the wicked. Well, God says that he would restore your soul. Psalm 7:2 says, David said, my soul has been torn by a raging lion. Now, 1 Peter 5:8 says, the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What's he after? He's after your soul. He can control your mind, will, and emotions. He can control you. That's what he's after. He's after your soul. After the souls of men. What did Hades cough up? The souls of men. The devil's after your soul. He's like a raging lion. David said, my soul has been torn by a raging lion. He said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll be with me. You lead me in green pastures and still waters, and you restore my soul. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Praise you, Lord God. Well, I've got a whole lot more here I could talk about, but I think it's time to... I just want to cover this on the soul. And tell you that witchcraft is after your soul. Now, when you rely not on Jesus Christ, not on the power of God, but on some religious metal, that's sorcery, on a rabbit's foot, or a four-leaf clover, or a lucky coin that you carry. You know who luck is? How many of you people say good luck to somebody? You know who luck is? Anybody here know who luck is? He's the Egyptian god of good fortune. That's who he is. I don't ever say that to anybody. I say, God bless you. I'm going to have to admit that years of training, years of habit, have been ingrained in me that sometimes I slip. And I have to apologize to them and say, I'm sorry, I don't mean that. I mean, may God bless you. And they ask me why, and I tell them, I said, I don't believe in foreign gods. And luck is the Egyptian god of good fortune, and I don't believe in calling on any kind of foreign gods. Everybody knows me, and they know that, praise you, Lord God. Most of my associates at the hospital, a great number of them think that I am, praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord Jesus. Bless every one of them, Lord. Bless them, Lord God. Because they know I cast out devils and I pray for folks. And you know, it doesn't matter to me what they think.
Amen.
You know who I care about impressing? Jesus. That's the only one I care about pleasing. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. If I can be pleasing in their sight, then I have accomplished what they sent me in the world to do. For that purpose I was created, that I might glorify them, that I might be obedient to them and bear fruit to their name. Oh, Lord Jesus, let me bear fruit, Lord God. Let me bear fruit that's pleasing to you. I don't care what the world thinks. What in the end is there? Isaiah 53:4-5 says that Jesus bore all of our infirmities and all of our sorrows. That's our sickness and our pain. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed.
Yeah.
And by his stripes. And he will heal us. He will restore our soul. And he will heal us in body, soul, and emotion. He will heal our bodies. He will heal our mind and restore us. And I say, Lord, give me the mind. You all know how smart Adam was before he fell. He named all the animals. Everything in the world was named by Adam. And in the Hebrew, it was named according to its purpose. Think of that. I mean, the encyclopedias of books of the different animals in this world. And he named every one of them. Brilliance. Beyond conception. We only use 2% of our brain. Adam used it all. Before he fell, the devil stole it and tied it up. The time comes when we have our resurrection body. We have tremendous brilliance. Thank you, Lord. God will restore to you what the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the palmer worm have stolen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Well, Let's all stand up and praise him and stretch a little bit. The brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Everybody stretch their arms out and reach up to heaven and see how high you can reach and say, oh, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And let's praise him. Let's just praise him. Ashantioli Shimbadio Mashatiya Kamashandio Lishimbadio Mashatiya Elishundio Mashandala Shapara Mashatio Kamashandio Lishundio Lishimbadio Mashatiya Kamashandio. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord, and we thank you for your great and glorious. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's all sit down now, put both feet on the floor, and I'm going to lead you through a renunciation prayer. And we're going to come against the power of the enemy. Come against the power of witchcraft and ask him to restore our minds, will, and emotion. In the name of Jesus. Say, dear Lord,
I
thank you,
Lord Jesus,
for dying for my sins,
for your glorious resurrection,
and making me a new creature in Christ
by faith in your precious blood.
Dear Lord Jesus,
I have a confession to make.
I have sought supernatural experience apart from you.
I have disobeyed your word.
Lord, I want you to help me.
Renounce all these things.
And cleanse me, body, soul, and spirit.
In Jesus' name.
I renounce witchcraft and magic.
All occult games.
All seance and clairvoyance.
Mediums and second sight.
And other demonic skills.
I renounce all fortune telling.
All divination.
I renounce astrology.
And interest in horoscopes.
I renounce the heresy of reincarnation
and all healing groups.
I renounce all hypnosis
under any excuse or authority.
I break any curse placed on me
from any occult source
in Jesus' name.
I renounce all curiosity
about the past or the future,
which is outside your will.
I renounce water witching,
levitation,
body tipping,
table lifting,
psychometric,
automatic writing.
I renounce all demonic skills,
all literature that I've ever read on these subjects.
And vow I will destroy that
that's in my possession
or under my control.
I now break
in the name of Jesus Christ
all psychic heredity,
any demonic hold
on my family line,
a result of disobedience
of any of my ancestors.
I break the curse of idolatry,
of whoredom,
of incest,
of illegitimacy,
the vagabond curse,
or any other inherited curse.
In the name of Jesus,
I break any bonds
of physical or mental illness.
In Jesus' name.
I break all demonic subjugation
to my mother,
my father,
my grandparents,
or any other human being,
living or dead.
I break all demonic soul ties to them. And release them to Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I renounce everything psychic or occultic. Every cult that denies the blood of Jesus. Every philosophy that denies the divinity of Jesus. I renounce them all. I call upon the Lord Jesus. My deliverer. Set me free. Lord, I have another confession to make. I have not loved, but resented certain people. Certain people. I call upon you, Lord, to help me forgive them. I do now forgive anyone who's ever abused me, hurt me, insulted me, persecuted me. I forgive them, Lord. Now we're going to take a few minutes and let the Holy Spirit just bring to mind anybody that you've got anything in your heart against, or anything that the Holy Spirit brings up to you, just say, I forgive them, Lord. Forgiveness is an act of the will. God will bring it to pass. He will give you grace as you forgive them. I ask you to bless them. For your word says, bless those who curse you, who abuse you, or spitefully use you, that you may be a child of your Father who's in heaven. If anybody in here has got unforgiveness problems where something keeps coming up, you need to pray for those people earnestly and ask God to bring them to salvation. If you earnestly pray for them and ask God to save them and bless them, God will bless them with salvation, and He will also release you from bondage. Remember that Job was healed and set free when he prayed for Job and for his accusers. That's in the last chapter of Job. I do now forgive myself. I renounce every spirit that binds or torments me. And I call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Set me free. For it says in His Word. In Joel 2:32. Anyone calls upon the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Now, all rejection, ego, and vanity be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I just bind all ego, ego and vanity in the name of Jesus. All rejection, ego, and vanity be gone. All pain, fear in the name of Jesus, and resentment and unforgiveness I bind in the name of Jesus. Now, command them to leave. Leave God's people right now. In the name of Jesus, all ego, all pride, ego, and spirit of haughtiness, I bind you, you spirit of haughtiness, in the name of Jesus. For pride goes before a fall, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, pride, in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I command you to leave God's people, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all ego and vanity, in the name of Jesus. Be gone. All ego and vanity and pride and critical spirits and self-sufficiency and arrogance, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I say, leave God's people in the name of Jesus. All rejection in the name of Jesus, be gone. All spirits of rejection, be gone. All fear of rejection, be gone. All bondage to rejection, be gone in the name of Jesus. All fear, all witchcraft fear, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Just leave now. Go, go. All fear. Fear of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear the ditch. Fear the witch. Fear. Fear. All witchcraft fear. Fear the death. Fear of not being saved. Fear of pain. Fear of the dark. Fear of spiders in the name of Jesus. Fear of snakes. Be gone. Fear of water. Fear of closed places. All legion of fear. I bind you and command you to leave in the name of Jesus. I speak to bondage now. Bondage in the name of Jesus. Bondage to witchcraft. Bondage to witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I bind you and command you to leave. All bondage. Bondage to witchcraft. Bondage. Bondage to bitterness. All bitter spirits. Spirits of bitterness. Bitter spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. All bitterness. Root of bitterness. Bondage to bitterness in the name of Jesus. Be gone. All hurt, deep hurt in the name of Jesus. All hurt, hurt feelings, crushed feelings in the name of Jesus Christ. Resentment, all resentment, spiritual resentment in the name of Jesus. Be gone. All resentment of father, resentment of mother, resentment of boss, resentment of the priest in the name of Jesus Christ. All resentment of authority be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All resentment of God be gone because you didn't like God's decision in the name of Jesus. I bind you. All resentment. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone. All rebellion. I bind rebellion, for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I bind all rebellion in the name of Jesus. Be gone, rebellion. Rebellion. All stubbornness, for stubbornness is an iniquity and to idolatry. I bind stubbornness in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of stubbornness be gone in the name of Jesus. Stubborn spirits. In the name of Jesus. I break all curses that have come down through the occult in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all curses that have been said from an occult source against anyone in this room in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind them and command them to leave now. I bind the occult sources in the name of Jesus. I command the curses to be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone, curses. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone out of these people. I bind all witchcraft, witchcraft mind control in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I isolate you from every other spirit. You can draw no power or authority. You can communicate with no other spirit. And I command you to leave. Be gone now. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft. All spirits of the beast in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of the beast. Be gone. All spirits of the beast, of the snake in the name of Jesus. Be gone. All spirits of the lion. All raging spirits, all spirits of raging in the name of Jesus. For wine is a mocker and strong drink is a rage. I bind the spirits of wine and alcohol and raging spirits and mocking spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I come against all sorcery in the name of Jesus. I come against all rock music in the name of Jesus. I come against all demonic games in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all demonic games, all divination in the name of Jesus. All demonic games in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone out of God's people. Oh, I come against all holes on the mind now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all demonic holes on the mind in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I come against all inherited spirits. I come against the inherited spirits of perverseness. I come against the perverse spirits now. I come against the inherited spirit of perverseness in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, you perverse devils, you. Come out, you perverse devils. In the name of Jesus, all perverse spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now. Come out. Come out. All rebellious, perverse spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of argumentation and debate in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. I come against the spirits of intellectualism. I come against the intellectual spirits in the name of Jesus. All intellectual spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of high learning in the name of Jesus. All spirits of arrogance, of intellectual arrogance, of learning arrogance in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. All spirits of self-righteousness. All self-righteous spirits. All religious spirits. Spirits of religious self-righteousness in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 All spirits of deception, all deceiving spirits, spirits of deception in the name of Jesus, I bind you. I bind you in the name of Jesus and command you to leave God's people. All spirits of epilepsy, be gone in the name of Jesus. All spirits of brain damage, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of encephalitis, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of encephalitis, all spirits of brain damage, all spirits of vasculitis, all spirits of meningitis, be gone. All spirits of brain damage, be gone. Be gone. All brain injury be gone. All attention deficit disorder be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go.
All spirits of the false soul, the false personality in the name of Jesus Christ. All first false personalities be gone in the name of Jesus. All false personalities be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come against a multiple personality in the name of Jesus Christ. Command all false personalities to be gone in place there by witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I come out against all inherited false personalities in the name of Jesus. It came down through the family line. I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 All of you, go! Go! Witchcraft, go! In the name of Jesus Christ. Go! 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 Witchcraft control spirits. Witchcraft mind control in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of unbelief in the name of Jesus. Go! I come against the spirit of another Jesus. Go! All spirits of false salvation. Go! In the name of Jesus Christ. All other spirits. Go! In the name of Jesus. All spirits of abortion. All spirits of homosexuality. All spirits of lesbianism. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus, all lesbian spirits be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of lesbianism be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All homosexual spirits, go, 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 go. All spirits of ungodly sex, go in the name of Jesus. All oral genital sex, go in the name of Jesus. All sodomy spirits be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the human papillomavirus, in the name of Jesus. I bind it and I curse it to its roots. Command it to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord God. I come against all spirits now. Thank you, Lord. I come against all allergies that come down to the family line. All spirits of allergy in the name of Jesus. All spirits of labyrinthitis in the name of Jesus. All deafness, all deaf and dumb spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of glaucoma, all spirits of cataracts, all spirits of poor vision, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go on, get out of here! We bind all of you in the name of Jesus. Every bit of you, go, 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 go. Come against all spirits of asthma in the name of Jesus Christ. All bronchospastic reactive airway disease. All emphysema, go. All spirits of pneumonia, all spirits of infection, go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. We bind you. We bind you. Go. Come against all stomach ulcers in the name of Jesus. All spastic colons. All gallbladder trouble in the name of Jesus. All spirits of envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of covetousness and envy and jealousy. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirit of stroke in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. All of you. All of you. Go. Go. Come against the spirits of cancer. All cancer, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of cancer, be gone. All spirits of anemia, be gone in the name of Jesus. All spirits of arthritis, be gone. All spirits of aching, body aching in the name of Jesus Christ. All shooting pains, be gone. All diabetes, be gone. All shooting pains, be gone. All deafness, be gone. All vision problems, be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord God. I come against passivity in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of silence and passivity be gone in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you, get out of here! In the name of Jesus, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, come against all colon problems. Come against all spirits of hemorrhoids and hemorrhoids. I break the curse of hemorrhoids and hemorrhoids in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against varicose veins and swelling in the feet in the name of Jesus. I bind it and command it to be gone. I speak healing and restitution in the name of Jesus. Healing and restitution in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I speak healing and restitution to these people now. I bind the spirits, Lord God, of Alzheimer's. I bind the spirits of Alzheimer's. I bind the spirit of death in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death and command it to leave in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 All of you, be gone in the name of Jesus. We just bind all of you. Go! Thank you, Lord. Lord, I speak healing and restitution to your people. Lord, you were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised for our iniquities, Lord God. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon you,
And by your stripes at the whipping post, we have been healed. Lord, I speak healing and restitution to your people now. You said you would lead us beside green pastures and still waters, and you would restore our soul. I speak restitution to the souls in our Lord. I send the war angels out to break any containers containing parts of their soul, Lord God. I send the ministering spirits out to minister now and to gather up the souls, to restore the mind, will, and emotion to everyone in this room, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will restore them, Lord, and make them the child of God that you envisioned before the foundation of the earth. Lord, I bind the enemy now, and I speak to all these spirits that have come out, and I said, go walk in dry places, and then you can report to Jesus Christ, and he'll do whatever he wants to with you, but you cannot come back. I bind you away from these people in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, go and enter them no more. I say that in faith, and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restitution to these people in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restitution now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing, Lord God. I speak to this flesh and I say, line up with the Word of God. The Word of God says they've been healed. I speak healing now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Healing to this flesh, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. By faith, we speak healing now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing balm go out. Oh, God, is there, you said, is there any giving balm in Gilead? Yes, Lord, there's balm in Gilead from your anointing. Oh, Lord, let your anointing flow down over the people now, Lord God. Let it flow down over them, Lord, and heal, Lord Jesus. Let it heal them, Lord. I put Jesus Christ in the bitter pool as Moses threw the stick into the pool at Marah. I put Jesus Christ in the bitter pool, Lord. We heal the bitterness, Lord God, of the hurts of the past in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, touch your people now, Lord, and give them restitution, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Fill them with your spirit now, Lord God. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. Fill them full. Everybody stand up now, please. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Speak any confusion to the ranks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we speak confusion to the ranks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, now, I thank you for these, Lord. Lord, I say, Lord, that this word has fallen on fertile soil, in good hearts. And I say that the enemy shall not steal it, but it shall come forth and it shall bear a crop 30, 60, yea, 100-fold, Lord God, according to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I seal this word to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I seal their healing and deliverance, Lord. And Lord, I loose the hornets from heaven to drive out anything that's still there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For you said that you would send your hornets before us, Lord, to drive the enemy out of the land, that you wouldn't drive it out in a day, but that you'd drive it out, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it be so. Let it be so, Lord God. Now, Lord, I release the power of the Holy Ghost. I release the spirit of joy, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, Lord, touch everyone in this room with joy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just touch them with your joy. Let your anointing flow down over them, Lord. I release it now, Lord, to come down and flow over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you for it, Lord. And all God's folks said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the food and their travels.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the food, Lord. Make it nourishment to our bodies, Lord God. Bless it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless our hands that prepared it, Lord. Lord, I just ask for your traveling mercies now. Let your angels go before them and let your glory be their rear guard. That there will be no accidents on the road. There will be no car problems. There will be no mechanical problems. There will be no breakdown. There will be no problems on the road, Lord. That each, Lord, will arrive safely home, Lord, rested and ready for tomorrow. This we speak in the name of Jesus. Thank you and praise you and bless you for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's just pray. Just live. let's just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts forever and love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts forever and love the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands forever and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Sing it, hallelujah, Lamb upon the throne.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.